What's being described by the United Nations as the world's greatest humanitarian catastrophe is building up in Darfur, a remote area of western Sudan. Civil war raging between rebel groups, the Sudanese government, and various militias has driven as many as 700,000 people from their homes in that region. An estimated 100,000 refugees from Darfur have fled across the border into Chad to escape what Amnesty International calls horrifying military attacks against civilians. Ken Bacon, who's president of Refugees International, has just returned from Sudan and joins us in our studios. Ken, thanks very much for being with us.
Glad to be here, Scott.
Just if you could describe for us what's happening there.
Well, Sudan itself is the biggest source of displacement in the world today. There are 4 to 5 million people displaced from their homes. Mm-hmm. And when they've left Darfur, they've gone to Chad, and there are as many as 110,000 to 135,000 refugees there, living in the desert, essentially, with very little water. Mm-hmm. No one knows for sure, but the assessment is that of the 6 million people in this part of Sudan, 3 million have been war affected, either displaced from their homes, or their food supply has been interrupted, or they don't feel they can move from their towns for fear of getting killed. And one can be killed by government planes dropping bombs or bandits. Mm-hmm. with knives and guns.
Can you help us understand who's doing the fighting and why they're fighting?
Sure. There's a phrase in Sudan that says, this is complicated, but that's no problem. Mm-hmm. So I'll try to make it as uncomplicated as possible. There's been a 20-year civil war between the government in the north and rebel groups in the south. This is sometimes called a war between Muslims in the north and Christians and animists in the south, between Arabs in the north and Africans in the south. But it's more complex than that because there are a variety of groups have been fighting. But the end result is that peace talks started several years ago, very much aided and embedded by the United States, which has played a key role here. And the rebel groups in the south began to win a number of very important concessions. Mm-hmm. And the people in the west, in Darfur, said, maybe if we fight, we can get similar concessions. So literally, after the month a ceasefire was signed just a year ago between the north and the south, war broke out in Darfur, with various rebel groups attacking the government. The government fought back. There were competing rebel groups. They began to fight each other. There were militia groups, some armed by the government. The victims are civilians.
Some of the aid groups that have been on the ground or have been able to get reports from people in the area use a phrase that chills in our time. They describe what's going on as ethnic cleansing, that Arab Muslims have reportedly been targeting populations of dark-skinned Muslims.
I think it's too early to tell. Certainly some of that's happening, but it's too early to tell what the extent is. And I hate to dodge this, but I think it's probably too early to tell whether there's actual genocide taking place. Access is very limited. There's been very little press coverage. The government won't let people in, plus it's very insecure. There have been allegations, but we won't know until we can get human rights investigators in there. And that's precisely what the U.S. and the European Union are calling for right now, to a ceasefire, more access for humanitarian aid, and more access for human rights investigators so we can get a clear idea of what's happening. Sudan is the biggest country in Africa. It's 1 million square miles. It is on the dividing line between the Middle East and Africa. It has a lot of water. Below, both the Blue and the White Nile run through Sudan. It grows food. They have extensive agricultural herds. There's no reason why Sudan couldn't be a regional superpower and quite a prosperous country, but it can't as long as it's fighting. One of the terrible tragedies that could happen from Darfur is that it could deflect progress from peace between North and South that will end this brutal 20-year civil war.
Ken, thanks very much.
Right.
Ken Bacon, head of Refugees International.